Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Why would they open? So, it's a
Go
little...
ahead.
We're going to talk about this hour, a kiss that has launched 1,000 news stories.
Yeah.
And not probably for the reason you may think. It launched a conversation in the newsroom. In my own personal life, this exact topic has come up in the last week. And then Sam and I got into a conversation about behavior, greeting behavior, out of the newsroom. And I found it very interesting. And I want to know what men think about this. I want to know what women think about this. But I need you to describe the kiss before we get into this conversation, because it's aggressive.
So this involves Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
She is married to SNL's Colin Jost.
Yeah, okay, happily.
Who does the Weekend Update.
Yes.
But this story from The Hollywood Reporter, and this was just the story I picked. There are plenty of stories out there.
Lot of them.
Scarlett Johansson has nothing but love for her Jurassic World Rebirth co-star, Jonathan Bailey. Throughout the press tour for their upcoming feature in the latest Jurassic Park sequel, the two actors have shared a few kisses on the red carpet. In particular, Johansson and Bailey locking lips at the film's London premiere on June 17th and at its New York City premiere on Monday. To put it lightly, photos of the two kisses have gone viral, which led Today co-host Craig Melvin to bring up the topic during yesterday's episode, noting that, quote, he's just so attractive. Now, let me describe this kiss. This one is in, I don't know if this is London or New York. It doesn't matter. Scarlett Johansson has her left hand on the right side of his head, her right hand on the left side of his head. You know, the
face in hands.
You put the person's head in your hands and you bring him in for a kiss. And she's kissing him on the lips. His arms are going around her waist. These are not your
left cheek, right cheek kiss. Looks,
that's what I'm looking at.
If you did not know them and you just saw them embracing and
you would think they're in a relationship.
You would think they are in a very romantic relationship.
Yeah, like, damn, get a room.
Now, mm-hmm. He, the co-star,
Jonathan Bailey,
is from the Britain.
So?
And I think, and Sam and I, we talked about this in the newsroom, I think in Europe, traditions are a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is worth noting that her husband, Colin Jost, was right there.
Okay.
He was right there. We're going to get to that in a minute.
The traditions are not that different.
They're not that, if that's what you're getting at.
That's exactly what I'm getting
so,
at.
So this isn't even really about Scarlett Johansson and her co-star, but it is. Because I said to Sam out in the newsroom, I am a hugger. And from time to time, even like if I've been on vacation for a week and I come back, I do want to hug you, Scott. Mm-hmm. And I hug Sam. I'm like, oh my gosh, how have you been? But I have always just been like that. And something came up the other day where one of my son's longtime best friends, they just traveled together. We just ran into him on the elevator. Okay. And I go, oh my gosh. And I threw my arms around him. He is like my child. And I kissed him on the cheek. It was just, I wasn't even thinking. I was like, it was so unexpected. I was excited to see him. And I'm like, how was your trip? Say hi to your mama. And the elevator closes and we walk away. And Johnny goes, who is that? And I go, oh my gosh, that's one of Jack's best friends. I cannot believe he's here. You know, you've met his mom, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, okay. And then there was this pause and I go, why? And he goes, well, you know, and I go, what? And then Sam, before I even finish the sentence, he goes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, have you had this conversation with Mary Beth or with others about what is that a boundary crossed?
So I'm a big hugger. I'm always welcome to the hug. But to me, that is a weird boundary crossed.
Okay.
And I have been to Brazil. I have been to Bulgaria. In both countries, when you meet a female, even if she is a complete stranger, it is customary to kiss them on both cheeks. That took about a day.
You air kiss. You don't really kiss them on the cheek.
That took about a day for me to come to terms with, because they look at it as a extreme insult if you don't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But over the weekend, I was at a birthday party, and the friend of the person whose birthday it was leaving the party. She had had a couple of drinks. She walks up to me, gives me a hug, grabs my face, and smooches me on the cheek. And I was like, what was that?
You said you wiped it off.
I wiped it off. Yeah. I was like, this is, see you later, person I've met twice.
One of the things he has said is, and this is true, he goes, I kiss that face, and I love that face. And he goes, it just, you know, you are
Who's he?
Johnny was saying this. Okay. You're social, and he is not. And he said, flip it around. And Sam and I talked about this too. He's absolutely right. If a woman you did not know came up and threw her arms around me and kissed me, you would be like, well, who's that? And I think most women would. But I think women, as more like maybe more nurturing, more, oh my gosh, more huggy, that we just assume men are okay with that. And as the recipient of the kiss, Sam just pointed out, it made him feel uncomfortable. And then as a romantic partner, I think a lot of men would say, not super comfortable with that.
Okay, so this picture of Scarlett Johansson and Jonathan Bailey.
Oh.
If you know, T and I graduated high school together.
This is on the mouth.
If we went to a high school reunion.
Yeah.
And she ran up to one of our classmates that she hadn't seen in a number of years.
That you both knew.
Of course. And kissed him that way, we're going to breakup town.
Yeah. I think, but so let's back it up into more the, not the gray area, but I think when most people see the Scarlett Johansson kiss, it is jarring because
it's uncomfortable.
It's super uncomfortable.
And if I'm calling Jost, my wife and I are having a conversation tonight.
Right. Which is why I love that we're talking about this. It had never occurred to me, Scott, ever, that anyone might be uncomfortable with that. I mean, we talk about consent all the time. And Sam just said, this woman I barely knew kissed me. And I was like, oh, wow, that was awkward.
I am more comfortable hugging a man than I am hugging a woman.
I have changed my thinking and am going to change the way I greet because of this conversation, and it was a great conversation that he and I had. Because Sam even pointed out that Jack's buddy could have been, oh, okay, she just kissed me on the cheek. That was weird. And because Sam felt that way at that party.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my first thought is, if you're asking that, you know, when we first had the conversation, I go, that wasn't a romantic kiss. I go, my God, he's like my child.
So,
and he goes, but you know, if a woman came up to me and kissed me on the face,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think you would at least be like, who's that?
How would you feel if a man that you know very well, how about me? I think you and I know each other pretty darn well.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable just thinking about this. Stop.
We're kind of like brother and sister.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. You're the sister I never had. How would Johnny react, or how would you react if you invite me over to the house like you did last week?
Yeah.
And let's say Johnny was actually there. He wasn't.
Yeah.
And I come in the front door and I grab you around the sides of your head and bring you in for a big kiss on the lips.
But you're going like DEFCON 1 here, because the side of the head.
They're coworkers.
Oh, I know it, Scott.
You and I are coworkers.
That's why this is so jarring.
It's inappropriate.
But let me tell you this, Michael Mackey.
I hug Michael Mackey every time he leaves his studio.
I hug him every time too, and he will come in and kiss me right here.
A little too close to the lips for.
Okay. We had this conversation last week, and it was a good conversation, because it's one of those things, as a woman, I've never even thought that anyone, the recipient, my romantic partner, could be like, ooh. But now that we're having the conversation, I'm going to be more mindful of that.
Do the preferences of the male change the conversation?
I don't think it should, because it's about respect.
Textline is suggesting it does. At least a couple of people are.
No, but I'll tell you this.
In what way, Sam?
Well, if it's a gay guy, then
all bets are off.
There's no threat for you.
But it's not about threat. It's about respect. And if it makes him like just even a little bit uncomfortable, I don't like that.
Well, like I said, I'm more comfortable hugging a man than I am a woman.
Yeah.
And here's another example. When I got back from rehab in October of 23, I'm not going to say, because I don't want to make this person think I don't care for her, because I do. But I went to a place that I go frequently, and everybody knew my story. I was very open about it. It was in the paper, all that stuff. And I had disappeared for 30 days, and everybody kind of figured out where I was. The first time, and I've known this lady for more than a decade. I would consider her a good friend.
Yeah.
I don't ever recall us touching each other.
Yeah, but a good friend.
Ever. Like shaking hands, nothing. Yeah. Well, she sees me come into this building that I go to frequently during the week. And she comes over to me, doesn't say a word, and just hugs me. And I was like, what do I do? What do I do? And I just did the one arm on her back hug.
Yeah.
I didn't like embrace her with both of my arms. I just used one hand.
She loved you and was concerned enough about you.
And
that
was happy
it was so,
that I was okay.
Was happy you were okay. That that is an emotional... So glad you're okay, hug. But just the conversation we are having is so important, Scott, because even though that came from such a pure, beautiful place, you still felt,
I didn't know how to respond. I didn't know how to respond.
This whole conversation has changed the way I'm going to greet people from now on.
913-586.
I'd be like, what up, bro?
What's up? High five. High five. Give me a high five. 586-7798. 913-586-7798.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm going to be honest, it's a little uncomfortable even talking about it, much less doing it, but we're discussing these pictures that have surfaced, and it's not like they were hidden cameras. Scarlett Johansson, who's married to Colin Jost on Saturday Night Live, Weekend Update, is in the new Jurassic Park movie, Rebirth, or whatever the hell it's called, and her co-star, Jonathan Bailey, they're doing the rounds and going to the premieres and all that stuff to promote the movie so people will go watch it. And on the red carpet in London and then again in New York, she grabs Scarlett Johansson, a married woman.
And she grabbed him, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Grabs, puts his head in her hands, you know, that romantic, you see it all the time at weddings and stuff, where she's got one hand on one side of his face, one hand on the other side, and she pulls his face in for a kiss on the lips. And
was it a peck? Even though it was on the lips and not okay, but was it a peck?
I they're just short of tongue, Dana.
I know.
I mean, let's just go for the full Monty while we're at it.
Now, the cheek kiss doesn't necessarily bother me, except for when it catches me off guard. Like, if I'm prepared for it.
Well, what am I saying? I'm coming in, Sam.
Be prepared.
I've only seen you twice in my life, and you plant a wet one on my cheek. And by the way, this person was significantly shorter than me, so when they grabbed my head to plant the cheek kiss, it was a jarring motion.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Mary Beth around?
She was standing right next
to me. Was she bothered by it?
I looked at Mary Beth, and I was like, that was weird. And she goes, eh. And I was like, okay. But it was weird.
Was weird for you, and because of this entire conversation, now I feel bad that I threw my arms around Jack's buddy and just pecked him on the cheek, like closer to the ear. I was like, I'm just so happy to see you.
How would you feel if a man your age kissed one of your daughters like that?
Yeah, you're right. It would be a non-starter. And so I just love that we're having the conversation. We are growing as people today, Scott. We're growing.
Well, and pick another super hot actress. What if Colin Jost had walked up to some other super hot actress and grabbed them on the cheeks and said, hey, Olivia, and planted one?
Now, between the two of them, this may be perfectly fine. They just may be super affectionate people, and he's okay with it, and she's okay with it, and to each their own.
Who is okay with their wife kissing somebody else on the lips?
I know it, because he then kisses those lips.
Some people on the text line are saying that we sound insecure.
I thought the exact opposite. I'm not insecure at all about any of this. I am just wanting to be better. And because Sam said he didn't feel comfortable with it, now I'm thinking, okay, how many times have I hugged somebody and kissed them by their ear? And the guy was like, okay, please don't do that again. Like, you know what I mean? And they're not going to say anything. So I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'll just be a hugger.
I mean, even with my daughter, and I'm not insecure. Well, maybe I am. But like, even with my daughters, Maya was over, spent last weekend at the house. And she was going to stay up a little bit later than us, and we were getting ready to go up to bed. And I said, we were all in the living room, and I kissed her on the top of her head.
I like the top of the head kiss. In moments of sickness or sorrow, I think the top of the head kiss is a beautiful thing.
Not insecure, just move his chair.
That has nothing to do with security. Well, it has everything to do with security. I feel comfortable in this chair that you tried to deprive me of today. By the way, we're going to need to reevaluate our friendship after the show. Bill in KCK. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I'll just preface this by saying that I am a happily married, very masculine, bearded motorcycle riding diesel mechanic, and yeah. I have a male friend that every time I see him, he kisses me on the lips. It does not make me uncomfortable. I know it's just who he is. It's what he does.
Say that again.
I said every time I see him, he kisses me on the lips, okay. And it does not make me uncomfortable. I know it's just who he is and what he does.
Okay. And I'm not questioning your masculinity.
Not at all.
But I would.
No.
I'm sure you're a better man than me.
I don't know about that, but, well, you know.
I think I do, but if another man kissed me on my lips, I would be incredibly uncomfortable with that.
You know what? I think the first time my wife witnessed it, she was a lot more uncomfortable with it than I was.
It didn't set you back on your heels a little bit?
Maybe the very first time he did it, maybe, but I've known the guy for 25 years. And, you know, it's just something he's always done.
25 years ago? Or is this something he started recently?
No. He's been doing it since I've known him, and I'm 47 years old.
All right, Bill.
You know, so we were younger men at that time, and he's always done it, you know? And on the opposite of that, he does not do that to women when he meets them or when he's talking to them. He only does it to his male friends.
Does he ever tell you that your whiskers itch his lips?
No, he's never said that.
All right, man. Well, you have a good afternoon. Aaron on line two. Hello.
Hey, so while I was sitting here, I thought of a few other things. So I've got 3 points. So you should Google Scarlett Johansson, red carpet, Guillermo, which is the security guard from Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Yeah, Guillermo.
Yeah, she and him lock lips on every red carpet.
So, really?
Yes. Now, think about this. Scarlett Johansson's been in how many sexy movies?
Yes. As part of their job, there's going to be lips locking as part of the job.
But you're getting paid for that.
I get it. She's getting paid for this, too. You guys got. It worked.
Yeah, because we're talking about it.
This is generating hubbub about movie number 4 that nobody cares about.
Oh, wait. I'm going to take exception to that, and here's why. I did not know there was a new Jurassic Park coming out. I would not have known had this story not been in my stack.
That's the point
in my headline. He says the movie that no one cares about. I will run. Do not walk to go see that.
But that's Aaron's point. We got. Because you didn't even know there was a new Jurassic Park movie coming out, and now you do.
Yes, I'm agreeing with that point. I'm disagreeing with the point that he said it nobody cares about. I can't wait to go see those dinosaurs killing people again. I love the toilet scene. I'm sorry, the guy gets eaten in half. It's graphic. It's gruesome. I love that part.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Angie and the others, hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let's go to Angie in Grain Valley, 913-586-7798. Angie, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi there. Hi. I was just calling to add another part of the story. Jonathan Bailey is gay.
Okay.
So I didn't know if all of the, you know, the jealousy side of that goes away when it clearly is not a sexual type of kiss.
Well, but she's kissing him, it looks like, less than him kissing her. Does that make sense?
But yeah.
People on the text line brought up the same thing, and I think it's a good point, Angie. Like, somehow, if you're male, would you not care? And let me ask you about this. Scott, you have a life partner. If she locked lips with someone who happened to be gay, would you go, what are you doing? What's going on there? That was a little intimate.
I would find it to be a little unique,
yeah,
interesting, bizarre. Like, let's say Mackie came up and kissed her like that, or she kissed him like that. I'd be like, I don't remember the last time you grabbed both sides of my head.
Well, I wouldn't. That would be like for assault. A power kiss. I know, this is just weird.
No, not you.
Oh.
I would say that to her.
Got it. I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Both weird.
Maybe we're just prude. Who knows?
Well, I don't know that I'm a prude necessarily, but I do think that, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone,
it's respect. It is about respect.
That's right. And there are certain things that only the two of you do.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And
yes, that is the best way to say it.
And she's chipping away at the things that only her and Colin Jost do. And that's an intimate, romantic looking kiss. Now, if it's in a movie or in a play, then
that's work. Totally different.
That's different, you know?
I always thought that would be so weird. I mean, I know that there's lighting designers and set designers, and there's intimacy coordinators now on yes. every movie set to protect both the man and the woman, or the woman and the woman, whatnot. But I always thought it would just be extremely weird, because that still is an intimate thing. It just is. There's no way around it.
Well, and I just wonder if the people on the text line who are saying that we're insecure and prudish, how would you react if, say, your husband went up to a random woman or a woman who's a close acquaintance, whatever.
Or a woman he works with.
And just planted a wet one on the lips. I
wouldn't be mad, but I would be like, what is going on there?
Tap the brakes. You're telling me that if you're out for dinner and Johnny sees somebody that he's known for a real long time and he goes up to her.
Yeah, you're right.
And puts his hands on both of her.
Yeah, you're right.
Both sides of her head.
Not the Scarlett Johansson type kiss.
No, you would be okay with that.
I probably
garbage.
Right. You're
garbage.
I would probably not say anything, but probably like,
you wouldn't say anything at that moment. But that car ride home is going to be real weird.
Am I right? Or am I? Colin brought it up later.
All right, we have a new passenger for Jerk Air. Maybe.
Okay, put it to a vote.
A passenger has been hauled off of an airplane in the British, by the way, over a demand that they get an aisle seat. And it just so happens the person happens to be obese. An overweight UK tourist was dragged off an airplane after he demanded an emergency aisle seat to accommodate his larger frame. The footage has gone viral. The kerfuffle kicked off when he claimed he didn't have enough room in his window seat on the flight departing from Bangkok June 25th. This was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
When the man asked to be switched to an aisle seat in the emergency exit row, which, you know this, that seat has more legroom, flight attendants refused, prompting him to throw a, quote, 30,000-foot tantrum. One traveler who was there says, at first I thought we weren't taking off because the man was sick. It turns out he thought the economy seat was too crowded and insisted on moving to the emergency exit row. Things got so heated, police were called to escort him off the plane.
He was wearing a bright orange Garfield shirt.
What does the Garfield shirt say? I saw the Garfield, but when I zoomed in, I can't quite see what it says. They hauled him out by his arms and legs, quote, like a table. Flight was delayed a full hour.
It couldn't have been that obese then.
No, he was a big man. I'm surprised they were able to haul him out like that.
Huh.
Definitely throwing the fit at 30,000 feet, Jerk Air approved.
You have to pay extra to be in those extra legroom seats. You just do. And so if it was open and he asked, can you move, they will tell you no.
The traveler proceeded to lie down and obstruct the aisle in protest.
Oh, it wasn't hard to do.
Said one passenger, he is so blanking selfish. Get out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, after a certain point, you just suck it up and accept the fact that you're abnormally sized.
I feel bad. I always feel bad.
I don't.
I know.
Unless he has a metabolism problem, this disability is probably his own making.
No,
and
I feel bad because, you know, people still are mean and make comments, and he did this himself, like throwing the tantrum because they won't let him change seats.
Right.
If you have a larger frame, you probably know that you need to purchase extra leg room or an extra seat. And he didn't. And so that's not their fault that you did not.
When we were coming back from Cancun this last time, which was late April, this is the first time I've ever seen this. And this story just jogged my memory. There was a woman on that flight back to Kansas City who was rather large.
Okay.
And by rather large, I mean really large. She had, she was sitting across two seats.
Two, okay.
And she had the seatbelt extender. I had never seen a seatbelt extender before on a flight. This was the first time. And I'm not mocking her. I'm actually praising her because she did the right thing. You know, she knows that she is a larger woman and that it would be almost impossible for somebody, well, it would have been, if I'm being honest. It would have been impossible for somebody. She was sitting on the aisle seat.
She would be in the seat over.
Clearly. Clearly.
Okay.
And unless that person was a small child or a very skinny woman, it would have been impossible for somebody else to fit in the middle seat. So she did the responsible and the right thing, and she bought the aisle seat and the middle seat and used a seatbelt extender. Good for her. And guess what? There were no problems.
Did I tell you on one of Carrie's last flights, she texted me a photo and it was just the leg, but the man sitting next to her
texted it to me
was
too.
Full Sam.
Oh.
On Carrie said he was in my personal space the entire flight. And she said, I'm not making fun of him, just like you said, but she said,
he was a bigger
this
boy.
This is ridiculous. I paid for this seat. He's in a quarter of my space.
And he was man spreading.
He was man spreading. That was the big, even when I'm on a plane, Scott, I sit legs smooshed. Like I try to make myself smaller.
So do I.
I don't want them touching me. They don't want me touching them, whoever it is.
Yeah.
I was on a flight back from California one year and I'm a larger person. I'm not necessarily wider than the seat, but I'm wide enough to fill up the seat. And I was running late, and it was a Southwest flight, and I was the last person on the plane.
Yep.
There was one seat left.
Oh, man.
And it happened to be in the front row, which was awesome.
Except, how did that happen?
Well, because the guy on the aisle seat was taking up a seat and a half.
Oh.
And I looked at him, and I said, I'm just going to be honest with you, sir. It's going to get pretty sweaty. We're going to get real intimate, but this is my only option. And our legs were touching the entire flight.
Was he nice about it?
Oh, God.
What are you going to do?
He was joking quite a bit about it. He was playing movies on his iPad. He was like, I can get you some headphones if you want to watch the movie with me.
You want to share an iPad?
We had a good sense of humor about it, but it was not a comfortable flight.
So your leg hairs were rubbing up against his leg hairs?
I had shorts on. He had shorts on.
Oh, this is gross.
It wasn't dry.
Was it pasty?
It wasn't dry.
Oh, my God.
L.A. to Kansas City, about a four-hour flight.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah. It's like, man, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not going to be fun, but I don't have any other choice, so.
But he was cool about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think he was happy that nobody showed up and that seat was open, and then
until you showed up,
self walks in, and he's like, aw.
Worst of all the worlds. 6'5", and he's got hairy legs. Great. Just my luck. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Overheard in the studio about a minute ago.
No, you do not! Scott Parks, don't you... Do not.
Well, are you going to tell me?
Do you want to hear it?
I do.
How long have we been together?
14 years.
Not long enough to kiss on the lips.
No. But long enough that Dana...
Painting my nails.
About a minute ago, looks at me and says, hey. And I go, what? She goes, I got a fart. Do you want me to leave the room?
All right. There's been far too much poop talk today.
And I said to her, I go, would it matter what my answer is?
Wow.
Hey, what? I got a fart. Do you want me to leave the room? I can't read. That's a serious story. I'm not reading that one now.
Not.
Golly Moses. Hang on. I got to find something else.
Oh, I've got one.
All right. Go ahead. Here's one.
Oh, I've got one.
I was going to read about the Minnesota alleged assassin. This is from the Kansas City Star. As you slurp on that rocket-shaped frozen treat today on National Bomb Pop Day, feel free to thank the two Kansas City guys who created that icy treat 70 years ago this summer.
No way the Bomb Pop is local.
Bomb Pops were created right here in Kansas City by D.S. Abernethy and James Merritt of Merritt Foods on July 30th, 1955. They invented it, ironically, during the Cold War between the United States and the then Soviet Union, quote, at the outset of a period of patriotic frenzy in American history. Okay. The Bomb Pop is a Kansas City creation.
All of my Facebook feed things are pushing me toward, like, golf shirts with, like, the red, white, the stars and the stripes on them, all this stuff with stars and stripes.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of, like, the bunting out front of the homes. I love seeing that. You know I'm not a fan of the fireworks. But how do you feel about American flags on clothing? Because I
hate it, and I was always of the impression that that's an inappropriate way to use
the flag,
the stars and stripes.
Right.
That to have it on a tie or on your shirt, your T-shirt, or on a hat.
I do believe that flag doctrine, and yes, that is a real thing. There are many yep. rules and
you know
stipulations.
Everyone said you got to get this shirt, I just went with cherry red. I'm going to wear navy bottoms and a cherry red top on the 4th of July.
Right.
Then I can use it again. You know what I mean?
Flag doctrine states that you should not wear the material that is intended to be a flag as clothing.
Is that what it is?
Got
it. If it's not intended to be a flag, if it's just a print, then you're okay.
Then it's okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I change my opinion.
Okay. I don't know that this changes my opinion or not. I'm going to have to think about it. Wife of the assassin in Minnesota.
Wife of the accused.
Yeah. Says her family was, quote, completely blindsided by husband's politically motivated violence. Speaking via her lawyer,
Jenny Belter
expressed her horror at her husband's alleged murder of former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman and Mark Hortman, and the shootings that left Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette wounded. Remember, he killed two, severely wounded two. On behalf of my children and myself, my children, do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I want to express our deepest sympathies to the Hortman and Hoffman families. Our condolences are with all who are grieving during this unimaginably difficult time. We are praying daily for them, Belter said in a statement through her legal team. We are absolutely shocked, heartbroken, and completely blindsided. This violence does not at all align with our beliefs as a family. It is a betrayal of everything we hold true as tenets of our Christian faith. We are appalled and horrified by what occurred, and our hearts are incredibly heavy for the victims of this unfathomable tragedy. Now, I will say this, that is an appropriate statement. I don't have any reason to doubt that was from the heart. That is an appropriate statement.
Jenny Belter was detained and questioned later the same day as her husband's arrest. As her husband was still on the run, he was caught later that night. Cops found a gun, ammunition, cash, and passports in her car.
Okay, here's what she says, because remember how suspect that was? She refutes reports she had been stopped by police that chaotic morning. Listening to this, I received a call from law enforcement and immediately drove to meet agents at a nearby gas station. We were not pulled over. We parked and waited until they arrived. When they did, we voluntarily agreed to meet with them, answer their questions, provide all items they requested, and cooperate with all searches. Yeah. If that's true, if they said, we're looking for him for this, and she's like, what? And they're like, you need to meet us right now. Mm-hmm. Where's the nearest gas station? Meet us there quietly.
Mm-hmm.
If that's true, is it possible that she had no idea? Because the cash and the passports made her look guilty as hell that day.
So guess what's not in my car right now?
Your passport.
That is correct. Guess what else is not in my car right now?
Cash and guns.
$10,000 in cash and my guns.
If they told her something has happened, he is on the run, two people, almost four, are dead. And Sam, I think you brought this up last week. Is it possible she grabbed all that stuff? I don't know what's going on. They're saying he's armed and dangerous.
No, I was just going to the gas station to meet with some agents.
Yeah, I know.
That's what she, because when I go to the gas station to meet with law enforcement, I always bring a lot of money,
my passport, and a gun. If you thought you were not going to go back to that house, like, he's on the run. We don't know where he is. He's just murdered people. Is it possible you would grab your passports? I wouldn't have 10 grand cash to grab.
Why would I not be going back to my house? I didn't do anything wrong.
Wait, so is she suggesting that that's what happened? That the agents reached out to her?
Yeah. They reached out to her, and then she met them at the gas station voluntarily.
By the way, we had heard that there might be some really brief but heavy rain showers today. Just got a text from T. She says it is pouring in Shawnee. Pouring.
The dome is down.
For whatever reason, they didn't put the dome up in western Shawnee this morning. Hmm. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.